Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. Cause it's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, rest on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. Praise God. We are excited about being here tonight, and thank God for you tuning in. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone. We send out our love to you as well in the Lord. But just know that no matter what, there is no one that loves you like God loves you. Oh, my goodness. He loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall never perish, but have everlasting life. So we thank God for the love of our Heavenly Father tonight, and we give him all the praise. Thank you for tuning in. We thank you for joining us for this time of study in the all-powerful, all-sustaining Word of God. I also want to give a shout-out to our sponsors, those that support our ministry financially. We give God praise and honor and glory for you as well. And we also, those that have a desire, please feel free to do so on our website at www.newseasonandtheabbreviationforministries.org. And your donation, so that you are aware, is tax deductible. And we will give, certainly greatly appreciate you helping to support this kingdom work, and God bless each and every one of you. Well, tonight we're going to go ahead and dive into the study of God's Word briefly. I will be ministering tonight from a topic entitled The Daily Bread of Prayer and Fasting. We are continuing in the weapons of spiritual warfare. I know it's been a bit of a journey, but we are coming to a culmination of that study as we're on the ninth element of those weapons of warfare tonight. And I know, and I just thank God for the Holy Spirit and all that he's laid on our hearts to be able to study in this series. But before we continue, we're going to go ahead and usher in the presence of our Lord God as well with a song of praise, because we know God inhabits the praises of his people, and we just give him all the praise, honor, and glory. So listen and be blessed. Praise God.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
Forever
one word, come on, everybody. My God. Somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good, do you testify?
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2. Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes, I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome.
God is
listen,
awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
I am forgiven.
His grace is why I'm living.
Somebody
ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome. Brought you from
awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say
he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and testify.
Awesome.
If you know me from the rain. Oh, my God,
He
heals me when I'm broken.
Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Our God, He is an awesome and mighty God. I wanted to share just before Pastor Jasper comes and leads us to the throne of grace and prayer. My birthday is coming up, and Pastor Jasper blessed me with a new telephone. Well, the downside of that, I thank God for the phone, but what is impactful for you is that I am still trying to learn the new telephone. And so I say all that to say that if you see that the post for the broadcast may look a little different, or they may not come as quickly as they have in the past, just know I'm working through the glitches of the phone and trying to get everything back set up so it will be familiar to me as well, so that we can get technology running and get things back on an even plane, so to speak. Also, if you follow me on Facebook or Instagram and you follow my devotional posts, you may have noticed that they have been missing for almost the past week now. And again, that is because of the new device and trying to get everything transferred over to the new device. But bear with us as we're working through the kinks. And we know that God's going to allow us to prevail and get back on track very, very soon, hopefully before the next broadcast. So I just ask for your patience, and I thank you in advance for that. At this time, we're going to go ahead, and Pastor Jasper's going to lead us to the throne of grace in prayer. Pastor Jay.
Amen. God bless. God bless. You know, thank God for that. Let me pray. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your holy word, Lord. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, Father. You know, thank you for the time such as this to get into that word, Lord, to get into that word of wisdom, knowledge and understanding in our life, in our ministry, in our home, in our nation, in our community, in our children, in our grandchildren. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your blessing us, Lord, that we know that you are always faithful. And thank you for your compassion that you every morning. And we thank you, Lord, for your mercy, which endureth forever, Father. And we thank God for his grace, Lord, your unmerited favor, Lord, in our life, in our salvation through Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, Father. Help us to be strong in our mind, renew our mind, renew our heart, Father, to receive your word on this hour. And thank you, Lord, for giving us strength where we are weak at, Lord. Thank you for healing our body, Lord, and restoring our mind, Lord. Thank God for your blessing upon us, Lord, from this very day, Lord. Let thy will be done to your honor, to your praise, and to your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God, praise God. Well, tonight, as I shared earlier, we are going to continue in the study and the series that I started actually last year. Now, I know it's been, as I said, a bit of a journey, but nevertheless, I know that the Holy Spirit has ordained this study in these various weapons of spiritual warfare. They are essential. Hallelujah.
Praise
to the life of the Christian, to the effective life of the believer.
Amen.
And just to go over for review for those of you that may have missed some of the series, the 10 weapons of spiritual warfare are that we have covered are the presence of God, the name of Jesus, the word of God, the blood of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, God's angelic host, enduring faith that moves mountains, the tongue, which houses the power of life and death, prayer and fasting and praise and worship. Those are the 10 weapons in this series. And tonight, talk about the ninth element of this series of weaponry, which is prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. As a child of God, as I shared, each of these weapons are vital to the success of your Christian walk and essential to your spiritual and, yes, even at times, your physical survival. 1 Peter 5 and 8 teaches that we are to be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. So, if we know that the enemy is as a roaring lion roaming around seeking whom he may devour, then it is to our advantage and also certainly using much wisdom to be spiritually prepared and armed for warfare. So let's jump right in as we near the end of this series and as we go into this ninth element of spiritual warfare, prayer and fasting. And for a topic, my message topic is the daily bread of prayer and fasting as a weapon of spiritual warfare. The daily bread of prayer and fasting as a weapon for spiritual warfare. My scripture text for this message is Mark 1 and 35, which shares, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Luke 5:16 that states, but Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. We're going to talk tonight about three subtopics which deal with prayer, and then our final subtopic, which will deal with fasting. One, prayer must be intentional. Prayer must be intentional. The second element is prayer should be personal. Prayer should be personal. Number three, prayer must be relational. Prayer must be relational. And then we're going to talk about fasting. Fasting, which empowers our prayer. Fasting empowers our prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this word tonight. I pray, Lord, that you anoint me afresh, Lord, to be able to deliver your word with clarity, with power, with anointing, with understanding, Heavenly Father. And I pray, Lord God, that you just take and saturate the hearts and minds of those that will hear your word, Lord God. For I know you have promised, Lord, that your word goes forth and it does not return void, but it accomplishes that for which it has been sent and purposed to accomplish. And we give you, Heavenly Father, all praise, all honor, and all glory, Lord God. We thank you for your presence, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your power. And we, God, give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's dive right in. Let's talk about the first element. Prayer must be intentional. If you truly desire to live your life in and for Jesus Christ, you must be purposeful and intentional about your prayer life. Jesus Christ is the perfect role model to follow for every kingdom principle. Therefore, let's begin by taking a look, as I shared earlier, at Mark 1 and 35. And as we look more closely at Mark 1 and 35, we're going to break it apart a bit. And this scripture tells us that Jesus got up very early in the morning while it was still dark to be with his Father, to pray. He got up very early in the morning to pray. That meant that he was intentional, hallelujah, about being able to communicate with his Father. Have you ever had the Holy Spirit to awaken you in the wee hours of the morning, say between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m.? To be able to beckon you to come and spend time with God? When God awakens us at these times, it's usually because he has something important that he wants to share with us, and he knows that it is the only time for many that he can get our attention without having distraction, without having to compete with our job or our children or our spouses or household responsibility, or compete with the television, or having to compete with the cell phone, or having to compete with the computer. Truly, God is looking for one-on-one time with us as his children. But as a footnote, I thought I'd interject this. You do not have to purpose to get up every morning at 3 a.m. to spend time with God unless you know that this is what you've been called or the Holy Spirit is calling you to do. Because if you're getting up at 3 a.m. and then by 3:05 you hear, and you've fallen back, you've wearily fallen back to sleep again, then your time spent will be more likely not to be spiritually impactful. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
God wants us to be focused. He wants us to be engaged. He wants us to be alert during our prayer time with our spiritual eyes and ears open to hear what the Spirit is saying. We should be armed with pen and paper in hand to take notes of what God has downloaded into our spirit. And we should be equipped with the Holy Bible, with the Word of God, to study and refer to for spiritual reference. So, if you know that you're more likely to be spiritually in tune and alert and present at 8 a.m. versus 3 a.m., then my suggestion would be that you strive for the more productive 8 a.m. prayer time. Mark 1 and 35 further tells us that Jesus got up and he left the house. In other words, Jesus made his time with his Father an intentional priority. It took effort. It took commitment. It took intentionality. Just as you tithe your finances from the first of your income, so you should also tithe your day, spend the first of your waking moments with the Lord. It will set the course of your day, and it will also put the enemy on notice that this is the day that the Lord has made. and that I will rejoice and be glad in it. We must purpose to put aside life's distractions. Purpose to prioritize our time with God. The enemy will do everything in his power to keep you so distracted with the vicissitudes of life that you will begin to believe that you don't have enough time in the day for prayer. This is truly one of the tactics that we must recognize as the enemy's scheme, spiritually destructive devices. It's a spiritually destructive device of the enemy that tells you, nope, you're too busy to pray. You don't have enough time in the day to just spend a certain amount of time with the Lord. Why don't you just pray while you're driving in the car? Why don't you just pray while you're doing chores around the house? Why don't you just pray while you are doing whatever else that you're having to do? Yes, I'm not telling you that it's not okay to pray during those times, but what I am telling you is that God looks for a time, again, as I shared earlier, where we are not distracted by our life circumstances or responsibilities. He wants one-on-one time with us without having to compete with anything else or anyone else.
Amen.
As I reflect back, this scene reminds me of the story of Martha and Mary. And I'm sure most of you are probably familiar with it. Martha was working, trying to prepare dinner and trying to get the house ready and trying to just be as hospitable and making sure everything was in order for Jesus that he had come to visit she and Mary. But while Mary, she sits at the feet of Jesus and listens to what Jesus was sharing with her. Well, of course, this kind of frustrated Martha because Martha is the one doing all the work. And she asked Jesus to rebuke her sister Mary for not helping her. But instead, Jesus commends Mary. And Jesus responds back to Martha. He said, Martha, 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 thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Mary understood the importance of gleaning from Jesus. She understood the importance of hearing his word. She understood the concept of Matthew 6:33, which says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. She understood the importance of being intentional about spending time with God, and she would not allow anything, not what was going on in the house at the time, not what needed to have been done. She would not allow anything to distract her from being at the feet of Jesus and being able to hear his word. Mm-hmm. Our approach and our posture towards God, again, must be intentional. We must go before the Lord with a humble heart, a repentant heart, a heart that longs for and is intentional about hearing and doing the Father's will. Prayer must be intentional. The next element is prayer should be personal. Jesus getting up again, we're referring to Mark 1 and 35. And leaving the home where he was also allows the reader to know that not only was Jesus intentional, but he also recognized the importance of stealing away with his father, with no one else but Daddy God. Not mama, not daddy, not grandma, not grandpa, not children, not friends, no one else. You must spend time with God for yourself. Prayer must be personal. It is essential. Why? Because I assure you that one day, you're going to need to be able to say, it's me, Lord, not my mama, not my daddy, not my sister, not my brother, but it's me, it's me, it's me, oh, Lord,
yes.
Standing in the need of prayer. All that time is going to come when you're going to need the help of Almighty God. And the relationship there would be much more easier if you've already established a relationship with the Father. Luke 14 and 26 says, if any man comes to me and hates not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Where you might say, oh my word, what is Jesus talking about that? I thought we're supposed to love everyone. What does he mean that we're supposed to hate mother and father and wife and children? He's not talking about in the terminology of that you hate your parents or you can't stand them or that you fall out of love with them. No, God is love. So, of course, he's going to advocate love for all because that's who he is. And as his children, of course, we are to love. But what he's saying here is that you're not supposed to put the love of anyone above the love of your heavenly Father. God is to take the priority, the place of priority in our lives. God is to take the place of priority in our lives. Remember that the scripture commands that we live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Well, how can we live by the word if we don't know the word? How can we live by the word if we fail to personally spend time in the presence of God? As the pastor said this weekend, this is a season. We're living in a time where it is essential that our spiritual ears must be close to the mouth of God. The further we are from him, the further we are from the Father, the greater the distractions between his mouth, which holds his word, and our ears. The more distractions, the more likely that we will not clearly hear what the Father is speaking. Yet those who desire and adhere to spending time in the presence of God will receive the promise of God. And one of the promises of God we find in Matthew 19:29 that reminds us, and everyone that has forsaken houses or brethren or sisters or fathers or mothers or wife or husband or children or land for my sake, says the Lord, shall receive 100-fold and in your life, of making God, of placing him in that place of priority, of spending time with him and not being neglectful of your relationship. Speaking of which, the last element of prayer in this message is prayer must be relational. Prayer must be relational. Prayer must be intentional. Prayer must be personal. Prayer must be relational. Our Heavenly Father desires time with us. Oh, yes, he does. Yet for our prayer life to be effective, we also must desire to spend time with him. The enemy knows that failure to spend time in the presence of God, praying and communing with him, is detrimental to our spiritual health. I'm going to say that again. The enemy knows that failure to spend time in the presence of God, praying and communing with him, is as detrimental to our spiritual health of the believer as kryptonite is to Superman. Oh, yes, it is. Failing to spend time in the presence of God weakens us. It weakens us spiritually. It weakens our faith. It also makes us even more vulnerable to the attacks of the enemy. As I prepared this message, I began to reflect back on the majesty of our God. And surely, if our great God, the creator of these heavens and earth, the sovereign God of all mankind, chosen me and wants to spend time with me, then my desire should be to spend time with him.
Yes.
He never leaves us nor forsakes us. He is always right there awaiting our presence and not us awaiting his. We don't have to await God's presence, praise God, because he promises to always be there. He promises to never leave us nor forsake us. And God is there. He's going to show up because he never leaves. So where are we? Are we spending time with God? Are we spending time purposefully and intentionally in prayer? Larnell Harris had a song once upon a time that shared a relevant song about prayer, and the lyrics, they went like this. He said, there he was just waiting in an old familiar place, an empty spot beside him where once I used to wait to be filled with strength and wisdom for the battles of the day. I would have passed him by again if I did not hear him say, I miss my time with you. Those moments together. I need to be with you each day. And it hurts me, says the Lord, when you say you're too busy. Busy trying to serve me. Oh, but how can you serve me when your spirit is empty? There's a longing in my heart, wanting more than just a part of you. It's true. I miss my time with you. What will I have to offer? How can I truly care? My efforts have no meaning when your presence isn't there. But you provide the power. If I take time to pray, I'll stay right here beside you. And Lord, you'll never have to say, I miss my time with you. Mm. Praise God. Again, we must, and especially in this season and in this time that we're living in, it is essential and critical to the life of the believer to have an effective and powerful prayer life that is intentional, that is relational, and that is personal. Lastly, let's look at fasting. Fasting coupled with prayer gives the believer a spiritual power to accomplish that which cannot be accomplished with prayer alone. Let me read that again. Fasting coupled with prayer gives the believer a spiritual power to accomplish that which cannot be accomplished with simply prayer alone. What do you mean, Pastor Constance? Well, I'm glad you asked. In Mark 9, chapter 9, verses 28 through 29, the disciples, for example, were faced with casting out a foul spirit out of a child. They failed. Yet the child was brought to Jesus, and he casted out the foul spirit. Afterwards, the disciples asked Jesus, "Why couldn't we drive out the foul spirit?" And Jesus said to them, "This kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting." In Christianity today, there was shared three reasons why fasting is so important, and I wanted to share these with you. One, fasting strengthens our spirit and weakens the flesh. Why is that important? Why is it important to have our spirit strengthened and the flesh weakened? Because it is a known biblical principle that those, according to Galatians 5:16, who walk in the flesh, fulfill the desires of the flesh. We want to walk in the spirit. Galatians 5:16 says, "I say then, walk in the spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh."
Amen.
So fasting helps us to strengthen the spirit while yet the flesh is weakened. Number two, fasting coupled with prayer. I'm sorry, the first one was fasting coupled with prayer gives the believer a spiritual power to accomplish that which cannot be accomplished without prayer alone. The second one was it strengthens our spirit and weakens the flesh. The third element of fasting is it allows us to deny ourselves and positions us to better seek God. It allows us, when you fast, when you do without either food or food and water, when you deny yourself, when you deny feeding your flesh, and then you focus in much on prayer, that allows for, again, your spirit to be strengthened. Your flesh becomes weaker. And it allows also for us to deny ourselves. And that denial of self, denial of flesh, positions you to be able to better seek. And not only better seek, but better seek and hear from our God. Then Jesus said to his disciples in Matthew chapter 16 and 24, "If anyone will come after me, let him deny self, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me." In fasting, we all deny ourselves of something, food, as I said, water. We may deny ourselves and fast from social media. We may deny ourselves and fast from other basic necessities so that we can, in turn, better seek Heavenly Father. So again, fasting and prayer are, those are our spiritual weapons of warfare. Therefore, in closing, I challenge you to spend time, or even if you're spending time, then spend more time with the Heavenly Father each day. Allow your prayer life to be intentional, to be personal, to be relational. And remember that prayer and fasting, yes, is a weapon of warfare that is critical to the spiritual health, growth, and development of the believer. And it must not be neglected. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and I'm going to turn the microphone back over to Pastor Jasper. I pray that that word was a blessing and filled your spirit in the name of Jesus. I was in a teaching mode tonight and not so much preaching. Sometimes it's good to be able to have the word of God where you can take it and be able to just suck in it a while, like a good meal. Hallelujah. So I pray that that word was a blessing in Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God for the woman of God. Thank God for that powerful, powerful word. Amen. We give honor and glory to God for that word of powerful counsel. Prayers to God be the glory. The daily bread of prayer and fasting.
Amen.
Is a weapon of spiritual warfare. Amen. Praise God. You got to feel on the hour. Amen. That you're teaching the word of God that you went throughout the word of God. Amen. Gave her the full meal, amen, a full buffet of the word, amen, to build strength in our soul and our spirit, amen, with the word of the living God. She said that prayer must be intentional, praise God, that prayer should be personal. And she said prayer must be relational, amen, and prayer and fasting empowers our prayer, amen, for the work of the kingdom, work of God in our life against the enemy, amen. So prayer and fasting like a knockout punch towards the enemy, amen. Some people use a beautiful combination, but right now you only need fasting and prayer to knock out the enemy, amen, with the power of God. You don't take more than really, word of God. And we thank God for that on this hour as she broke it down, that God is looking for a time, one-on-one time with us. Amen. That's important because that's what Jesus demonstrates from day to day.
Amen.
A one-on-one time with Heavenly Father.
Mm-hmm.
So he gives an example of that to spend that one-on-one time with Christ to strengthen us, to encourage us, and to build us up, amen, in our faith in Him. Praise God. And it's important to have a one-on-one time with Christ to still make some time and have that relationship fellowship with the Father, amen. It's a joy,
mm-hmm.
and a blessing, and strengthening us to go forward in our life journey of faith in Him, amen.
Amen.
And we thank God, He's on the personal level, amen. You should know for yourself without a doubt that you can go to the Father. Jesus is on the main line, and Him and Heavenly Father is on that main line. You can talk and share with both of them at that time, amen, because He said, me and the Father are one. So you can share the same with Christ and share the same with God, amen.
Amen.
So God wanted to have that. He desired for us to come to Him in fellowship, come to Him in prayer, amen, and have that one-on-one time with Him.
Amen.
That's really important to know that. It's important for us to have our spiritual growth from day to day, our daily walk with Christ.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We're going to go ahead, hallelujah, and open the lines up tonight. If there is one that would like to share in the our comment on this particular topic tonight, we're talking about the power of prayer and fasting, that the prayer and fasting as weapons of spiritual warfare, as Pastor Jasper shared, yes, it gives the enemy a 1-2 knockout punch, praise God, when both of those are combined together, that supernatural power that comes forth from prayer and fasting. Is there one tonight? If there is, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. We would dispatch you into the studio if you'd like
Amen.
To share of the power of prayer in your life. Praise
Amen.
God. Or if you have a testimony, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Caller, let me go ahead and dispatch you in. Your last four digits are 4517. Go right ahead, please.
Good evening. God is
good
so
evening.
Good in my decision, being obedient. Well, not my decision, was just being obedient to the voice of God when he said to me to go on a fast. He said, I need
Amen.
For you to stay before me. I need for you to shut down and to shut in. And God, just, he is so awesome, and his word is just, when it lines up and when he speaks, everything is already set up because I work from home. So
mm-hmm.
I'm already shut in.
mm-hmm.
So and on my breaks, during the time that when I, you know, on my downtime, I'm praying. I have
mm-hmm.
the word sitting there. I have books. I have my praise and worship music. And I'm telling
Amen.
You, today was just so, oh, my gosh. When he speaks, just to hear his small, still voice. And
right.
then the things
Hallelujah.
That he shared, you begin
mm-hmm.
to see little by little that the things that,
mm-hmm.
that I've been worrying about, stressing about, trying to figure out how this and that. And then he begins to show me how it was working together. He was just waiting on
yeah.
me. I'm sitting here waiting on him. He waiting on me.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
And it took
That's
for
right.
me to just be still, push
mm-hmm.
certain things away, the things that he requests,
yeah.
and just push it away. Set it aside,
yeah.
not just as, but just do what he says through his word. He, the voice itself is so peaceful. It is,
yes.
I mean, I'd rather hear
yes.
that still voice than to hear any other negativity during a period time during the other day. So it's just like being in his presence today was so awesome because I am here to tell you every day
Amen.
Is not a good day. Every day is not a quiet day. Every day, I mean, even though I get
mm-hmm.
up and pray, every day is not the same. But if I can have
yeah.
a day like today, my God.
Yes.
Amen.
So in order for me to get something a similar result, I have to do a similar practice with the fasting and praying.
That's right. That's
yeah.
right.
So
That's
I just
right.
want you. I just want to thank you because when I called in and you was talking about fasting, I said, let me sit down and see what you have to say because this is not a coincidence. There's something
you
you're trying to say to me and you want me to get it and you shaking me. You're going to hear this word over and over until you hear me.
Amen. Amen.
And he's not going to let me go until I get it.
That's right.
And I believe
That's right.
that. And it's a
Amen.
Shaking in my spirit.
All right.
I may
now,
not be able
God.
To see it, but I know mm-hmm. there's a shaking because the enemy
yeah,
is after me so hard, so great, and he's not
mm.
taking a break, because,
mm.
but I'm not giving up. So he's going to give up before I do because, see,
right.
I don't have anything
That's
to right. go back to. I don't have anything
yeah.
to run to but him.
But
he is
God.
My help.
That's
he
right.
is my peace.
He is,
he is my peace.
Yeah.
He is my joy.
That's
yes.
right.
I wake up in the middle of the night with a song on my tongue singing.
Praise God.
Already singing the song with my eyes open.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
love.
Praise God.
That's
yes.
love.
Mm-hmm.
That is a heart of God.
Yes,
when you
it
can
is.
Just wake up
yes.
and you're already worshiping. Oh, how
mm-hmm.
can he not
yes.
praise
yes.
a worshiper?
Hallelujah.
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 I don't want to get started.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Sister Lolita, we thank you so much for taking
yes,
the time to share that testimony.
Amen.
Share that testimony.
Amen.
Anytime that you share a testimony
yes.
of what you're going through, I assure you that the word tells us and they are won by the they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Somebody here exactly what you just shared as well.
Amen.
And to know the power of prayer and fasting and
yes.
know how God speaks to his children.
Yes.
As you
yes.
shared, that still small voice, that quiet voice, that voice of peace. But nevertheless, that voice that speaks, that voice of victory, hallelujah. That voice of overcoming. Oh, yes.
To let you know that, no matter what you do,
everything is going to be all right. And that there's nothing. Minister Hilton, he shared something. He always says that the enemy can't just do to you what he wants to when you are a child of the Most High God. Oh, no, he can't. No, he can't. No, he can't. Praise God. And so I just
I'm
wanted to
telling
share
you he can't because let me tell you, he showed
Harry,
me. He showed me the enemy's hand. He allowed me to hear. He allowed me to see who it was, but I just didn't know when. So when it happened, mm-hmm. when it occurred, when the incident occurred, mm-hmm. when it showed up, I was prepared. I didn't have to.
Amen.
I didn't have to open my mouth.
Amen.
I didn't have to fight. And then when I tried, I couldn't say anything but, child.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't come out of the flesh because he had already made a way. He said in Matthew 10:20 that he will speak on my behalf.
And if I try,
nothing will flow from my mouth.
That ain't
how it quote. That I'm just paraphrasing it. All I can say was child. Lolita couldn't say a word, but child, and that's when you know the bad. That's how he prepare you. That's how he teach with me. He's teaching me, not just reading the scripture. The battle is not yours; it's the Lord. He's teaching me that word. Let me stop.
Demonstrate it. Hallelujah. Yes,
I'm telling
Lord,
you, I'm just like, in the last 2 to 3 days, when I say I didn't have to fight my battle with my mouth in my flesh, but just a glimpse of what was to come that prepared me for it. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Who
Amen.
Wouldn't want to
Amen.
Serve a God like that?
Praise
mm-hmm.
God.
Praise God.
Yes.
Well, we thank you so much for sharing that testimony. Hallelujah. We give God all the praise and honor and glory for you
Amen.
And all that he's doing in your life. We have right at about 10 seconds or so left in the broadcast, and we want to anybody that's on the line that does not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we just ask that you give your life to him tonight. What a perfect time to be able to give your life to him, then that you will know that no matter when and at the time, if you close your eyes and you wake up in glory on the other side, hallelujah, if you've given your life to the Lord, you are saved and you will wake up.
Amen.
In glory,
hallelujah,
hallelujah. Because your name will have been written down into the Lamb's Book of Life.
Yes.
And Romans 10:9-10 declares that. So all you got to do is just simply say, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. And I believe that you lived, died, and was resurrected for me. And now come into my life, Lord, and take charge of my life for the rest of my life. If you prayed with that simple prayer, we welcome you, hallelujah, into the kingdom of God, into the body of Christ.
Hallelujah.
The angels of heaven are rejoicing, and we are rejoicing right along with them, praise God. Well, we have, as I shared, our time is up this evening, praise the Lord, and we pray that each of you will go forth and have a blessed and awesome week. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before his throne, to To the only wise God, our Savior, Jesus Christ, be glory, majesty, dominion, power, both now and forevermore. And to God be all the glory. Hallelujah. Have an awesomely blessed week. We love you. Good night and God bless.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praise? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise,
every praise,
every praise,
to our God.
Free word.